Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic.
Photo finish.
What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
We good?
Yeah, we're good.
We good up there, God?
All good.
Thanks, man. It's the rundown, 09-29-22.
Dude.
Shit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boys, I'm here with Marty Mush and KB. Thank you for Marty Mush for joining us because these comments are going to get the algorithm pumping.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Like two, like Nikki Clicky and all this. Like, are they still going to click?
Dude, this is a fast thing versus an immovable object.
Yeah, it's right. Like, oh wow, I'm
it's
not
like
clicking.
A battery.
This, but I love Nick and KB.
I don't know.
A battery.
I'll struggle through this.
It's like two magnets.
That would, yeah, man. All right, topic number one. Aaron Judge, his 61st home run.
I'm gonna play, let's go. Can't hit.
Yankees fan on here.
I would like to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you, as a non-Yankee fan, do you care?
No.
At all?
No, this is an American League record. It's not.
It's, yeah, no, it's no, a real record.
One of the things that I don't care about, but I wish I did, because I remember the Maguire-Sosa battle.
Yeah, like, yep.
That's all everyone cared about.
Yeah.
And now I feel like only Yankees fans.
It's not, people like think it's like just not cool to care. Like,
because I, that's right, yeah.
It's like I like the fucking my team is my favorite player. Of course I'm gonna care. And also it is a record because he didn't cheat.
If this were any other team, would more people care?
I think they would want to rally behind it. We talk about like if the Royals did it, like Salvador Perez, if he was at six, people were like, oh shit, like we'll do it. But it's just the Yankees are so hateable that people don't care. But
I don't think Judge is hateable though.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, works for me.
Tooth gap, no more.
Oh, he fixed it?
He did. He did the Martin Mush.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
my
working
God.
Out for him.
Joel get that done? Yeah, she had
Joel has a snaggle tooth.
Yeah, that was her only flaw. Yeah.
You think that was her only flaw?
Well, I mean, she wasn't. What was her flaws musically?
Ooh.
She yodels, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Jewel?
Who's
Jewel?
The blonde, the petite blonde from Homer, Alaska.
Still don't know what that is.
Anyways, Aaron Judge hit 61.
More people.
Does it hurt? Does it hurt it that he hit it away? That he hit it in Toronto?
No, I think it was too much pressure at home. At home, there was no.
Is he that mentally weak? You think?
Yeah, probably. Everyone's quiet at home. It's very weird. But the guy, first of all, I need to clear something up. Hubs actually told me this. Frankie Lasagna was not the guy who actually missed the ball. The guy who missed the ball was so distraught. That guy. He didn't do the interview because he was so distraught.
He forgot his name. Well, then who the fuck's Frankie Lasagna?
Frankie Lasagna is the guy on the right of him in the blue in another Blue Jays jersey.
Sounds like a Borelli's menu item.
Yeah, pretty much.
You can get that and a water
for $50. A flight of waters.
Give me a flight of waters.
Cheap ass.
So yeah, he's tied for seventh.
But all those guys cheated before.
Everyone's steroids above him.
Yeah, so everyone's like, the MLB also won't let those guys in the Hall of Fame, so obviously they care about this.
Clemmer, is that you playing sex music right now?
Yeah. You should just
this
say
this is the worst seat for Clemmer.
Clemmer?
He's disrupted every run.
He's completely red right now.
He just started playing some fucking Kenny G as we're trying to talk sports.
Sorry, no, it opened up, I opened a New York Post article about Sarah Jessica Parker's tragic family loss. It's just her stepfather died, which is sad.
It's sad.
She started blaring her show, like a clip of her show, which is what that means.
Okay.
Blends the mood,
Did you notice he went tragic loss? Yeah.
Why did you do air quotes?
What a wild thing to do after he's hysterically laughing about his stepbrother.
Was he a bad guy?
Yeah, why did you do air quotes?
He's a very nice man.
What's happening?
It was a stepbrother. It was a broken home. Nobody's really that sad.
Yeah. This guy died? He's probably young, too.
Probably young, dude.
Oh, then who cares? Yeah.
Yeah, but so Roger Maris's son was there?
Yeah, Junior, I guess. I guess that's his son.
He was with Aaron Judge's mom.
Yeah.
So I saw the video. I couldn't tell if the guy actually missed it or it was
it
out of his reach.
It was a hard catch. It wasn't like it was right in his chest.
Did it hit the glove, though?
It, like, barely touched the glove.
So what's down below? Is that
the
possible
bullpen.
To leave?
It's the bullpen.
So it's the bullpen. So, yeah, I think no matter what. So that's Johnny Lasagna right there.
That's
Frankie Lasagna.
Frankie Lasagna.
Yeah, to the right. But he threw the glove. But, yeah,
is
the
his
bullpen,
actual name, last name, Lasagna?
Yeah. The bullpen's down there, so you could jump down. I think you should. You should get banned.
You'd survive.
You would survive. But the bullpen coach is Sarah Walsh is like the. Yes, and she realized he got the ball. Do you think he could have kept it?
No.
I think he should have kept it. I think he should have held out. And like if the Yankees and the Blue Jays play each other in the playoffs, be like, we're playing for the ball. Like make it some type. I guess that's just.
He
could probably get shit on if he didn't. If he didn't give it back.
Matt Bushman. All right. Well, he gave it away, fumbled the bag, but.
So what can realistically? What can he get? What's his like?
I mean, how much would that ball
it's like
go?
Like $2 million.
No, what can Judge get? Homers.
He can. There's 7 games left. He's at 61, so he can. He hasn't hit that 61 took a while, so I'd say he could probably get like maybe 64.
All right.
But we play the Orioles and the Rangers,
so it's tied with fourth.
We're playing 2 dog shit teams too, coming up. 7 games left.
They're going to walk them probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. So congrats to Aaron, my man. Number 2 topic, Hurricane Ian. It has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but there are still sharks on the street.
How is that downgraded?
Street sharks, underrated.
Underrated.
I liked it more than
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They were a little bit better play-wise.
Toy-wise.
With
the
action
would open
a little bit better.
I had the one with
the series
motorcycle.
Was much
worse. Hammerhead shark.
Yeah, I think it has like a 7.3 on IMDb. It's not. It's like a 7.5.
Every time there's a heavy storm, there's a video of a shark on the streets. I'm bored with it. I don't really give a fuck.
It doesn't do it. And there's usually like video shops.
A dolphin would be awesome.
What would be a cool, what would animal would attract you?
A fucking elephant, Marty?
I feel like a giraffe.
Yeah.
In the middle of the road trying to fucking go like this with his neck and shit would be, like, that's already in water just because
it's already in water.
I don't give a shit.
It's right next to the ocean, of course, a shark. That's on John Rich for giving us that bullshit video. But
you,
we can go to the Weather Channel weatherman. I think it's funny. Weathermen don't have to do this.
Weathermen are trying to be TikTok stars now. Yeah. And it's very lame.
Look.
You seen that guy? You seen that guy?
They're all doing dances.
That guy does the dances. I hate that guy.
Pretty on their
way. Yeah. But that guy was
good. People love it. People love it.
But this is unnecessary. He chose to do this. He doesn't have to. I could tell that's a bad storm without a man there.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell that was bad.
Yeah, no, is he trying to...
I need to put a man out there.
Do you think they're, like, trying to do it? Be like, see, we weren't wrong about the hurricane. Here you go. Because they're always wrong about it.
No.
Because that guy's an idiot. Why would you be going out there?
I think their weathermen are intimidated by just the weather app on your phone. I'm going to check that. So they
talk to many, many weathermen in my DMs.
No, you haven't.
Liar.
Actually, if you have, that's even lamer.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, so
my favorite guy, Matt Hammer. You know Matt Hammer?
No, the only weatherman I talk to is Joe Murgo from Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Mine is Jeff X-Lines.
He's good. I think he retired. Mm-hmm. Murgo, he's from Altoona,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, look, he sent me some Mallet Cups.
Geoff Banson? He's the weather guy for somewhere.
There we go. Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm not lying. I talk to weathermen. I like to know about the weather.
Meteorologists, they want to be superstars. That's like my DMs are going to be flooded.
Yeah, you're going to get fucked. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
No, you have a take.
Al Roker did like a 48 hour straight at his
old reporting the weather.
Yeah,
that's heroic. Actually.
I think he broke the record. I think he broke the record.
What the?
Did he act 48 hours straight?
Coleman, Google.
where did you? What did it, what like was it a hurricane that he needed to be doing this?
I don't know.
You don't know shit.
Every weatherman's verified on every social media as well.
Yeah, they're like minor league baseball players. Checks. Yeah.
He broke the Guinness World Record.
How did you know this?
He likes the weather.
Doesn't say what for. He broke the weather Guinness World Record.
He broke the world longest record on for weather.
Longest online weather reporting day on the first day of summer.
Roke-a-thon.
Yeah.
So we just chilled outside on the nicest day of the year.
Most likely.
And that's still hard to do for 2 days without sleep. I'm not going to discredit that.
I've done it.
You could beat that.
No.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah. There are so many beatable records out there. It's just people don't want to do it.
Soured.
But yeah, the Hurricane Ian, everybody who's down there, good news that it's just a tropical storm.
Is there any deaths yet? Any casualties?
There has to be.
I think so. Yeah.
Plenty, yes.
Plenty.
There's a good amount.
Plenty makes it sound like it's good.
Yeah, that's like saying plenty instead of
there's been plenty of deaths.
Oh, there's been plenty.
Plenty.
2 million lost power.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, John,
don't start with that.
I thought I should be panicking.
Yeah, 2 million. You can't say we're talking about deaths.
They probably don't know yet. They probably don't quite know yet. Everyone's displaced.
Well, 2 million lost power, so you guys at home do the math.
2 million divided by, like, 14. Yeah. About 2.5 people probably died.
Just about. Cardinals legend Jim Edmonds married the woman that he and his ex-wife had a threesome with. He was one of my favorite players to watch. He stole a lot of home runs.
I agree.
Yeah.
He was a great player.
I liked watching him play. But he's doing well outside because she's a good-looking lass.
What is the story there? Was it
he and his wife were looking for a third. Tale as old as time. The third comes in.
Clemmer just laughed. Clemmer, did you do that?
Wait, Clemmer, come here. We need a married man's perspective.
He's red again.
Hello. Yes.
You just blushed.
No, I didn't blush. I laughed because you said tale as old as time because it's not. I was laughing at the irony of your joke.
I'm pretty wasted, my friend.
Don't make me laugh. I also should apologize. I wasn't laughing at Sarah Jessica Parker's stepfather for dying. The situation was funny to me.
What else is the situation other than dying?
No, the music's blaring. It's like the most, like, it's just the strangest music to be blaring. Like, it just, the timing was very funny. Yeah. How stoned are you guys? You guys look so glassy-eyed right now.
I'm very high.
Yes.
For the show, yeah.
For the show. Right, yeah, of course, right. Mm-hmm.
But yes, Jim Edmonds. Oh, no, wait, Clemmer.
I almost got away.
You're a married man.
I am, yes.
How long have you been married?
Well, it's my second marriage. How about
that's
that,
insane.
Huh?
Insane.
I said twice.
I said the same thing.
I mean, you seem like a loyal
twice.
Guy.
I am a loyal guy.
Divorce without cheating, dude.
Nah, that's still, like, I think that's still a cardinal sin in the eyes of, like, Catholicism.
It's true. I'm agnostic. But yes,
yeah,
this is right.
Surprise me.
Right, yeah, so I've been married. This marriage has been. We're on year two.
Really?
Yes.
Not promising.
Why not?
It's still early, especially.
It is early.
A one-time divorce.
Right. It's true. It's true. I already got one black mark on my report card. There. Yeah.
Was she?
Was she what?
Oh no.
No. She was. No.
In New Hampshire.
That's true.
Yeah. This is all going over my head so far. What's going on?
So look, well, we won't do your current wife, but previous wife.
Sure.
Things were going downhill.
Yes, they were. Yes, they did.
Would you ever consider bringing in a third?
No, because here's the thing with bringing in a third. I think, right? Yeah. And that is like, what if they moan differently with that person? Right? Or what if they react?
That's the thing.
What if they react? You're not gonna moan the same as your wife, man.
No. What if they
react? That's your hang up with a third.
But you have to moan like my wife.
No. That's what I'm saying. You're misunderstanding. I'm saying what if the wife reacts differently to that person? How do you go back?
You're assuming that you're bringing in a man.
No, I'm bringing a woman, I guess.
This is
at different decibel levels, or
that's your only concern.
I know, like, what if they get, what if you, what if they seem,
what if they pleasure your wife better than you?
Exactly.
Oh,
you said expect that. Like, you are used to it. It's the same old song and dance.
Right, yeah. But yeah, but then how do you? Then you're always be chasing that, wouldn't
people
you?
Are
the rest of your marriage, you always be having that in your head, like, oh, I.
So you wouldn't be in the Jim Edmonds role. You would be in the wife's role, where your wife would leave you for the third.
I mean, look at me. Like, I got married twice. Like, how did that happen? Like, so yes. Yeah, so right, I probably would be in the other role. I don't think I'd be in the Jim Edmonds role.
The second marriage makes sense.
The moans are your thing. Okay.
It was the
frequency or the decibel
the
level.
Mode, just the excitement level.
Okay.
Is that, would you guys not be worried? Like, okay, you guys have both dated. Have you guys ever brought in a third? And if so, how did that
go?
No.
Why not?
The moans.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
The moans.
100% right.
Yes, see?
What is, give me an example of a good moan and a bad moan.
I don't know. It wouldn't be for me. It would be from the woman.
But
would they probably feel the same way about your moans?
Your wife would be.
What are your moans?
The nice thing about being married to me is I don't think either wife was ever terribly like jealous. Like, it's like, all right, I'm pretty safe with this guy, I imagine. So, yeah,
but are you moaning?
Am I moaning? Yeah, I don't know. Moaning, but you definitely get excited, right? Yeah. We all get excited. You guys don't get excited? You guys moan?
Yeah, let it out something. Yeah,
yeah. I bet
everyone's,
you do.
It's real guttural.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Now I'm blushing.
What an appearance from Clapper.
That was fire.
No, I know. I guess breaking it down, I see eye to eye with you. It's the moans.
See? It all comes down to primal instincts, guys. Am I free to go now?
Until the next topic.
Okay.
No, please go to the next topic.
I haven't done the rundown before. Is he always playing this role?
So he has.
Is he like the?
He has the desk closest to us, and so it's just his natural curiosity.
He's
great to converse with. And he likes to chip
in. He is good, yeah.
This is great. I'm so glad he took that desk from stupid-ass Borelli.
Yeah.
All right, topic number four. This was a late sub-in.
Yes.
Josh Allen dick grab. I know nothing about this.
So on Sunday, Josh Allen, like, ripped off a guy's...
Quarterback or defensive end?
Quarterback. Mm. Good question.
Harder, yeah. Probably
ripped off Wilkins' helmet, right? So everyone was wondering why he would do that, because he doesn't really lose his cool like that. In the pile, Wilkins grabbed Allen's dick, and that's why he did it. So if you go back...
Can you see the video?
Let's see.
If you go back, though, when he played at Clemson, Wilkins, if you can go to that video, he's the guy who basically put four fingers in the guy's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the same guy.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
He went up there, too.
Like, that wasn't even a pile. That was just, like, he went and just grabbed
it. He wasn't even trying to hide it.
Yeah, like, he double
grabbed. That wasn't that, like, violent. It was more, like,
it was
sensual.
Like, I wanna,
that
like,
was sensual because
like,
he squeezed the cheek.
Like,
yeah, that looks like it would be pleasurable. Yeah.
He warmed it up, you know.
Clemmer. Why don't you watch this?
Yeah, Clemmer, what would you say about this?
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
Fair or foul?
Oh, you can't do that. He even did like a like he went for a fake grab like or went for like a trial and then went for the real one.
I think he spread the cheek.
This total instinct. Yeah, this total. What's
that? That was instinctual.
Instinct. No.
Primal. You said it before.
No. Intent. There was obvious intent there because the first grab didn't take. It was the second one that did.
This is the same player that grabbed Josh Allen's dick.
Yeah. Who also he said on Sunday in the pile he grabbed his dick and then that's why he grabbed his helmet off and he was just like. He's like, if you
did
look back.
Did he grab
back,
it and, like, twist?
Or I don't. He didn't explain the grab, but he just said that he got smoked in there, and it's like he did it in college.
Do we know if it was a dick grab or a scrotum grab?
Yeah, because if it's your balls.
I think it was. I think he was saying crotch.
All encompassing.
Crotch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, kind of get tangled together.
Competitive edge.
Yeah, I mean, people do like pinch and bite in the pile, but right. And he's just
Is there any penalty against that? So when he played for Clemson, I don't that was think clear as day.
We get a lot. Wrestlers get a lot of shit. It doesn't really happen like that.
Did you ever do that?
No, it doesn't happen in wrestling.
So you never once went for a reach?
Never.
We wouldn't know because there's never any.
Nah, it happens a lot. Yeah, it happens a lot, yeah.
Every match.
Yeah, every match.
Wait, have you ever, like.
I've gotten it. It's terrible to get it done to you.
Dick
the
or
fingers
ass?
In the ass. The dick
while
is fine.
You're wrestling?
Yeah, people do it. Check the oil, yep.
Is it kosher? Is it allowed?
I mean, if it's hard to, like, ref.
Yeah, like, how can you stop
so people
that?
do it. And it's such a, it's not a painful feeling, but it's such a shocking feeling. It
That's
really brings
it.
You down.
I mean, they call it the shocker.
They do call it the shocker.
That's why it would be a shocking feeling.
Yeah. So, have you ever lost a match because of it?
No, I won a match because of it.
it hyped me up.
Yeah. 10-2, major decision.
No shit.
Yeah.
Against who?
Against Max Kraus from Arizona State.
Beat him. And he went to you. Okay, cool.
He probably remembers
Shout
that,
out Max.
Too.
Oh, yeah, you remember that.
Oh,
remember
yeah. That. Don't stop.
Yeah, it was a rare, rare win.
Did you,
Division
did you,
one.
Did you
yeah.
clench?
I don't remember. It was adrenaline. But it happens a lot. It's fucked up. I'm glad it's happening in other sports.
Yeah, to take the attention off of wrestling.
No one cares anyway. I wish we got more attention for that.
Sam right here?
Oh, yeah, look at that.
You wrestled? That guy's huge.
That's why he grabbed his crotch.
Super defined.
That's Saheed Valencia. That's not Max Kraus by any means. I wish it was.
That guy's ginormous.
Yeah.
I thought he was.
No, that's. No. God, no.
Right.
And I made that up, too.
You just threw that dude under the bus.
I did beat him, though.
Okay. Number five for today's rundown. Condom gloves make their debut at the Paris Fashion Week. They're worn on the hands. They're filled with water. They're made by an aquatic company called Botter. They wanted to bring water to the runway, which is a bad idea all around. Can we see what they look like?
I feel like the people in Paris think they gotta just fucking, look at those suckers. It's like water balloons.
What do you, I'm in on those.
It's kind of sick though.
Wait, what?
Just think about it, when a kid finds a condom, they blow it up like a balloon. So it's mm-hmm. basically just like, people are, they're just
taking
that idea.
Very artistic. This
is him now.
So, this reminds me of those, like, you could only win them at Chuck E. Cheese's. They were like those tubes of water that you eventually try to put your dick in. They're hard to hold on to. There was always like little dolphin sprinkles in them. Like, mm-hmm. remember those? They were the tubes of water that were hard to hold on to. They look like an empanada, a little bit.
Yeah,
Or some sort of Mexican dish.
I always got the Chinese finger trap from Dave & Buster's.
I would get this tube thing and then a ring with like. A
I would be
hand.
Stuck in those.
I would get the PS2 every time.
You would not get the. Yeah,
I would get a console every time. It may have been a Wii. It may have been a GameCube. It may have been an Atari. But I would get a console every time.
How many tickets?
Never a finger trap.
There's no way you had your dad buy
a finger trap's more. Uh-huh. You can't get a PS.
What were you doing? Were you just
a PS2? You gotta buy the whole place.
The only way you could win tickets were the worst games. You would have to play that Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, and I jailbroke it.
You jailbroke
yeah,
it?
Once.
You had zero fun at Chuck E. Cheese.
No, it wasn't fun.
It was.
You ever realize what the guy who made Chuck E. Cheese, why he did it?
No.
Because he never got any birthday parties, so he wanted to see other people. That's the
really?
Biggest thing in the
world. I never had a birthday party there.
You but tried
I,
to
oh,
fuck
I definitely
Mr.
Did.
Munch. I did, before I worked at Barstool, one of the first videos I made was me putting together a GoFundMe for Chuck E. Cheese's. Well, no, not for Chuck E. Cheese, but somebody was selling one of the animatronics of Mr. Munch, the purple guy.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Terraney, and I am looking for a lost love. It was the 1998 Chuck E. Cheese Halloween costume party. I was dressed as the Pope. My mom took a picture of me. There you were, right behind me. It was at that point in time that I knew that I had to meet the keyboardist of that band, Mr. Munch, and I had to fuck him. I'll never forget the first time I put my tickets in the Munch machine. He ate those tickets up. Crunch, 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 crunch. Over and over. Crunch, 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 crunch. I'll never forget that sound.
So I met Nick when I was 15, and the first thing he said to me was something about wanting to fuck some purple guy.
Personally, I've always wanted to have sex with Pasquale, the singing chef. But ever since I've met Nick, he's wanted to fuck Mr. Munch.
Oh, what are we gonna do?
I'll tell you what we're gonna do, Mr. Munch. I'm going to ask our friends on the internet to help us raise 9,400 American dollars so I can make love to you every single night. I'm excited too, my friend. I'm excited too.
And
you texted, this is before you worked the bar, so you texted me to appear in it. And I was so nervous to even be in that type of video that I took like 10 takes on my car.
Yeah, yeah. So I put together a GoFundMe. There's Mr. Munch right there. They were selling the animatronic, and I said if somebody bought it for me, I would fuck it on camera. And this dude sent me $5,000.
On Venmo, right?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
I never bought it. It
cost like $7.
I never bought it. We never met our goal, but that.
Did you ask that guy any questions why he sent you $5,000?
Couldn't trace down who it was. I put it out on Twitter, got sent $5,000.
You just found one guy with a fetish.
I probably just hit that exact fetish of just like,
yeah. If finally only, someone's trying to do this.
Yes. I don't want to do it, but all right, a TikToker sleepwalks and talks to ghost.
The sleepwalking cameras are starting to get put up in the new house, so enjoy this little Goldie, because I'm super tired and burnt out and want to cry.
Wow! Nice!
Selena Spooky Boo, she has 26, over 26 million followers on TikTok. She's claiming that she sleepwalks and talks to ghosts.
But her name was Spooky Boo before that.
So Kyle, I know you're a big denier of like a lot of these things.
The Tourette's girl is fake. I believe that she has mild tics.
Wait,
you think she pushes it?
But no, it's very obviously fake. And I don't blame her if you can get millions of followers.
Wait, that one, she's like goes on. I've seen that.
She's been on Dr. Phil.
Yeah, she explains.
It's very thinly veiled fake attempts at like saying, if you're saying like fuck and like Dr. Phil, you're bald. It's trying to be viral. It's not. That's not a tic.
But okay, let's see this. Have you seen her? Real or fake? Sleepwalking, talking to ghosts.
Fake.
Real, because she looks a little too big to do that on her own accord.
What do you mean big, Kyle?
She'd have to do that in her subconscious or unconscious.
But wait, what do you mean she looks too big?
I don't think she would do that for fun.
I don't know.
She's moving around fast. I believe she's asleep.
You think she's asleep? Marty?
I don't believe this is
Kyle, if she was like a girl that was more suited towards your physical traits.
No, it's not that. She is. She is suited toward mine. I believe this one.
I just don't, like, obviously her name is Spooky Boo, and she has cameras all around for what?
She's got the tattoos. She's into this whole thing.
She ran out of content for the week and was like, I need to fucking talk to someone.
On her side.
I don't know if I'm buying this one.
Yeah.
I'm fully on.
I don't know. It's good acting.
No.
Ooh.
No?
I'm out. Yeah, I'm saying fake.
Real.
Fake versus real. And then she's recapping it? Is that her recapping it? 26 million followers. That's the way to go.
We're all fucked.
Insane.
All right. Barstool Sports rundown after show. Jersey Jerry sent out a DM to Will Compton because he actually thought Taylor Lewan died.
First of all,
wasn't the most sensitive DM.
He didn't. There's no.
Wait,
I talked to Jerry already. There's no way he thought he died because I asked him, all right, tell me why you thought. Because of that.
That picture.
I was like,
well, he's surrounded by dead people.
You thought Harambe. So Will Compton's best friend dies. Let's put him in a graphic with Harambe and meme him to death.
Will again. Might do that.
He might.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
You're hard to believe, but Jerry's been fooled by much less. Fly High King.
Look at his DM to Will.
Yeah, no, what did Jerry say when he found out?
He DM'd Will.
DM Will said.
It wasn't even that sensitive.
Yeah, go to Will. It was
Jerry text Dan. Didn't know Taylor passed. Sorry for your loss, Will. Hope all is well, man. Sending my condolences. Keep up the good work.
I mean...
You can't say, I didn't know your best friend died. Hope all is well.
Yeah.
It's not.
And keep up the good work, even though your best friend died.
Keep up doing what you do with your best friend.
That's the funniest possible response, because it's not too bad to be.
Hope all is well. And then Taylor responded, holy shit, dude, Jerry thought I died. Best he can come up with is my condolences.
Jerry did say that he, after that DM, he like a minute later, he said, oh shit, never mind. But I went up to him today. I was like, there's just no way you thought, like, no one would be freaking out about Taylor dying, but we put him with Harambe and the Queen.
Yeah. But maybe.
But there's always.
If I died, I wouldn't mind it.
If you died, though, would make more sense because, like, the yak would, like...
Fuck!
Yeah. You would make way more sense to tell it along.
He's a big dude, athlete, puts his body on the line.
CT.
you, I feel like, I don't know, it's something... Do you know how you're going to die?
Yeah.
Kill himself.
I know how you're going to die. All right, well, wait.
Very vocal about
same
that.
Same thing?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm a ricochet shot on accident.
Ricochet shot from what?
A gun.
Like a literal one.
Like we walk... Yeah. Yeah, like be walking down the street.
I have a...
like how G-Baby died.
I have a scar on my forehead from a BB ricochet shot.
Oh, so you could have been me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you want to know?
How I die? I do.
I think I would want to know. So just like a lookout for something.
No way.
It would be cool would to always know sneak because up you could do a bunch of dangerous things. No.
Would you rather know how or when?
How.
I think
Clemmer, right? Too. Yeah, I could jump off a bridge or like do anything.
Yeah, but extreme.
I mean, if it said plane crash.
But you don't like planes
if it said
anywhere.
Plane crash.
Then a plane could come down
you
and
could
hit
do
you.
A bunch of like hot air balloon activities.
No, because then a plane could come and hit it. I don't think it would.
Yeah, it's open.
In this weird world where you'd know where you die.
But if it says something like very, like, if it's a car crash.
But if it said plane crash, you could, like, jump in a volcano.
No, plane crash might be the worst because you could get hit by any time.
Let me ask you one more question.
Hmm.
You know how we could only, like, access, like, 10% of our brain?
I don't even know if that's true.
I don't know either, but do you think that you have a hidden talent that you don't know about?
No.
I think, like, I could be a sick pianist or something.
Really?
Like, I think there's something in there.
No. Do you have the finger dexterity?
Or, like, a pogo stick. I think I could do really good at that.
So
I
got one of those really, really good...
No, I think those are all skill-based. You have to, like, learn and try.
I don't think
anyone can just hop on one.
No, I think... I bet you...
I think there's some things that people just hop on.
I think some people can
like,
pick it up faster and easier, but not just right off the bat. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's this part that, like, I don't know. Like, the fucking... Red Panda, who throws the bowls on her head. How did she find out that she knows how to do that?
Yeah, I don't know how you even, like, wander into that knowing that you
exactly. So she hit some part of her brain.
That
like,
circles back to, like, the world record thing.
Yeah.
So half of these people that have world records have only...
It's watered
They're
down,
the only people
yeah.
that have tried.
Yeah, it is water. Like, there's one person, they did, like, 3 days. They both went on a seesaw for 3 days. That just takes, like, nothing else to do.
That's
not impressive.
It's not impressive at all.
Not impressive at all. What else do we have for the after show? Oh, it's breast cancer awareness merch. It's on sale now. Every bit of the proceeds go to Pink Aid. They provide funding and research to financial aid. There's a sweatshirt that looks like you have a nice little perky rack. There's a sweatshirt that says you're the tits. Good merch.
It's great merch.
Nice palette.
Change the name. It should be Breast Cancer Prevention Month. I think everyone is aware of it by now.
Yeah, I know of it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm aware of most...
You're on today.
Thank you.
But you're aware of it because of the previous awareness months.
No, I knew that was a type of cancer before the pink ribbons. But I do support that cause.
The Barstool Mini Golf final episode.
There you go.
Wow, that's still...
you poured
That's consumed my entire
50
life.
Hours of working.
Yeah, that's right. Nick, can you just write one joke for every single putt? Marty, the cameraman that was on with you forgot to film.
I was going to say, I didn't promote it because I was not in it.
You weren't in it?
At all.
You and who was in your group?
It was him. Yeah. John Rich and Billy and...
So other cameramen got it, but they lost everybody's footage in your group.
You know what? Just could never win at anything, huh? That's crazy.
You're due.
God damn, are you due?
I'm too.
Too big.
The final episode is tonight. That is the final episode of part one. Then we'll have 7 more coming out. Be sure to stay tuned. Those will be out within the next 10 years.
How long did that take you?
So I didn't even know I was doing this. They were just like, yeah, we need to spice these up a little bit. So if just like, if you have like time, if you could write like 500 to 650 jokes, we're not going to use 90% of them. But if you could drop everything else you're doing, very important.
I will say though,
watch all of your coworkers do a very easy activity. You know, okay, here goes John Rich. Oh, he made it. Oh yeah, make a joke for that.
The camera guy didn't get John Rich.
Yeah, that was a far hypothetical because cameras weren't rolling on you. Anything else we want to promote? Venus Williams is watching. Please answer me.
That is true.
I mean,
I can't believe she is. Have you DM'd her?
Oh, we've been conversing.
You talked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what?
A lot of things.
It looks like it's legitimately realistic.
I sent her Venus, what are we going to do with you?
Are you going to like...
She sent her a selfie with no text or context.
And she answered.
What'd she say?
She said, ah! A-H-H-H-H exclamation.
I think it was like, ah!
You think it was like a surprise? Like if I goose
Wizard of Oz, no.
Ah, what a friendship.
What?
I'm being real with him.
You're being real with me what?
I believe it was a positive ah.
It was a positive ah. Marty?
No, I'm saying the friendship of him and Venus, not your guys' friendship.
No,
it's not platonic.
No.
Don't use big words. That was wrong.
Marty, you have a podcast with the... you posted a picture with a tall-ass dude?
Tall man, yes. Starting in October, round ball. College basketball, as we all need here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, make sure you listen to that.
And Kyle, why don't you plug what you have going on, man? You were just in New Orleans with Ben Mintz.
Yeah, so Rediscovering America, look out for we have Alaska and New Orleans. What's first?
New Orleans is coming out first.
That should be the end of October. We got some good stuff. Mintz, you will like Mintz's appearance. You will love Mintz's appearances, even if you hate the man. tune into that.
Yeah.
Couldn't come
big. Mintzy was supposed to be on our flight back, but he decided to just stick back for a week.
Well, that's what he said.
Let me just say there's a must-see scene with Mintz in the video.
I don't even know if he knew we were filming this thing.
I don't
No, he doesn't live life like there's a camera on. But he told Brains, like, hey, I gotta be at Ole Miss, Kentucky Saturday, so I can't be here for Monday. So he's got, it does take a long time.
Yeah, he's methodical.
And he announced today. Did you see his announcements?
Yes, I did.
He'll be in the student section.
Sup, fellas? Quick announcements time. A lot's been made about Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin calling out the Ole Miss students this week about leaving at halftime and not staying around for second halves of games and the home field advantage being weak in the ball. Well, fellas, it's time to do something about that. Number 7, Kentucky rolls in, 11 a.m. against Ole Miss in a battle of top 15 undefeated teams to kick off SEC play Saturday. And I might have been an Ole Miss student for, 8-10 years. Who can even count? But I've been around long enough and been through so many lean years in teams that I'm grateful for Lane Kiffin, the players, the coaching staff, and the program we have right now. It's never been a better time to be an Ole Miss fan. And there's only one thing to do. I'm going to raise hell in the middle of the Ole Miss student section for 4 quarters on Saturday. I don't care if we're up 4 touchdowns, down 3 or 4, whatever. I'm staying the whole game. I'm challenging all the students to raise hell with me. It's going to be a great Saturday. Are you ready?
No matter – for the whole game, no matter what he said. So it's impressive. He was staying the entire game.
Oh, because Kiffin complained about students leaving at half.
Yeah.
There he is.
And do you think he paid for those sunglasses? Oh, real quick, his chin? That is, he said they were doing cracking aces, and he was just bleeding the entire time because he cut himself shaving. That's like cutting yourself with a steak knife.
What's he shaving with?
Yeah, that's more than a neck.
Legit, just a knife.
That's way more than a neck.
Or he's going like this.
Oh my God, what was he shaving with?
Wait, does Mince have? Can he grow a beard?
No, I don't think that. I've never seen a hair on his mouth. But that thing's ginormous. So I don't know where he got that from.
Gushing blood.
Oh, a big smudge on the glasses. That looks like maybe some dip.
You think he bought those glasses?
No.
No chance.
No, I don't know.
Those are on the sidewalk. You just picked those up.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
I'm distracted by the Nick. Mm-hmm. That's a Nicholas. That is big.
Yeah.
All right. That is the rundown. KB, Marty Mush, myself. Thank you for watching. Happy Thursday. Have a good, safe weekend. Call an Uber if you're a little too tipsy.